WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here. Ever feel like your mind's running a mile a minute? Like you're constantly chasing that next notification, that next email, that next must-see update? I get it. We live in a world that's always on, demanding our attention 24/7. It's like we've traded the simple joy of being present for the constant buzz of busyness. But here's the thing. True happiness doesn't come from checking off a to-do list or scrolling endlessly. It comes from actually living in the moment, savoring those little things that make life beautiful. That's what we're diving into today on The Dopamine Fast, the art of being present in a world that's always on. It's about learning to quiet the mental chatter, to ditch the distractions, and to rediscover the beauty of simply being. And trust me, it's more than just some hippy-dippy philosophy. There are real benefits to practicing mindfulness. First off, being present helps reduce stress and anxiety. Think about it. When you're constantly worrying about what's next or dwelling on the past, your mind is in overdrive. But when you focus on the now, you create a space of calm and clarity. It's like hitting the reset button on your nervous system. Secondly, being present enhances our relationships. Ever notice how we sometimes miss those important moments with loved ones because we're too busy glued to our phones? When we're truly present, we can connect on a deeper level, listen attentively, and create lasting memories. Thirdly, mindfulness boosts creativity and productivity. You know that feeling when you get lost in something you're passionate about and time just melts away? That's the power of being present. It allows your mind to wander freely, make connections, and come up with fresh ideas. No more staring at a blank screen wondering where those brilliant insights went. Next up, presence improves our overall well-being. Studies have shown that mindfulness can lead to better sleep, increased self-awareness, and even improved physical health. It's like taking care of your mind, body, and soul all at once. Finally, remember this. Being present is a skill that takes practice. Just like learning any new instrument or hobby, it requires patience, dedication, and a willingness to step outside your comfort zone. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. Imagine waking up each day feeling grounded, centered, and ready to embrace life with open arms. Think about that last coffee you had. Did you savor the aroma, the taste, the warmth in your hands? Or were you already thinking about your next task, checking emails, or scrolling through social media? That's a perfect example. You probably spent more time mentally preparing for what came next than actually enjoying the present moment. We do this all the time. We rush through meals, conversations, even our hobbies. But imagine if you took a moment to truly appreciate those little things. The sunshine on your face, the laughter of a loved one, the feeling of grass beneath your feet. That's where the magic happens. So, what can you do today to start living more in the present moment? Here are a few simple yet powerful ideas. Take mindful breaks. Step away from your screen for 5 minutes every hour and just breathe. Feel the air on your skin, notice the sounds around you, and let go of any thoughts racing through your mind. Engage your senses. When you're eating, pay attention to the textures, flavors, and aromas of your food. When you're listening to music, close your eyes and feel the rhythm vibrate through your body. Practice gratitude. Take a few moments each day to reflect on things you're grateful for. It could be as simple as having a roof over your head, a warm bed to sleep in, or a loved one by your side. The key is to start small and be consistent. The more you practice being present, the easier it becomes. And remember, you don't have to be perfect. Just keep striving to be more mindful each day. This is not just about escaping the chaos of the world. It's about learning to navigate it with grace and intention. It's about rediscovering the joy in the everyday moments, those tiny sparks that make up the tapestry of life. So, are you ready to take the dopamine fast challenge? Share your thoughts on how you're going to bring more presence into your day. Tag me on social media, Dopamine Fast, and let's keep this conversation going. See you in the next episode where we'll explore another powerful tool for living a more fulfilling life. Remember, every day is a fresh start, so make it count.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.